Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 15th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version this week. As we back up into the Old Testament, we're going to have a little Old Testament overview for a couple of weeks. Remember, we're doing the study plan in the NIV Student Study Bible. And the overall objective is to help you get a foundation of what the Bible really is about. So we started with the life and the ministry of Jesus. Then we talked about Paul and how he understood Christ's ministry. And today we're going to start in with the Old Testament. So we'll start with creation, then we'll make our way to Abraham and Isaac, down through Moses, and then a few other key figures in the Old Testament like David and Elijah. In Genesis chapter 1, we read about the creation of the world. And every time I think about the creation of the world, I remember back to during the pandemic, we had a trunk or treat that was a drive-through. And so there were 7 stations and each of them was for one of the days of creation. I'm going to see if I can go back and find some of those pictures and maybe post them on Instagram in accordance with this reading. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made 2 great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heaven and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Bible studies spend weeks on just this one chapter, but there are a couple of things I want us to focus in on. First, that God is creator. What does it say here? In the beginning, God created. He is the creator of all things. As it says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, he created the earth, things visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, and he holds all things together. Just a good reminder that God is infinite, and he has created this wonderful world for our enjoyment. One of the things that Jen Wilkin brings out in her Bible study on the God of creation and the first part of Genesis is that because God created the world, we should care more about it probably than we do. Because God created the world, he owns everything in it. And she gave the illustration of going to someone's house to spend the night versus going to a hotel room. If you're in a hotel room, you might throw the towels on the floor. You might jump on the beds. You don't worry too much about getting crumbs in the carpet. But if you know the owner of the house where you're staying, you're going to hang your towels up. You're not jumping on the beds, and you're doing everything you can to respect what was given to you in this moment. And so that's just a shift in thinking sometimes about our world and asking God to help us to remember that he has created all things and to take care of the world that he has given us. Another thing about this passage is that it's very formulaic. So the first readers wouldn't have had this written down. And so I think one of the reasons it's formulaic, meaning he says over and over, and it was so, or God said, let there be, was so that people could remember. But also it gives a sense of order that God is creating things in an exact kind of order. Finally, did you notice that he doesn't call the sun and the moon by name? That's so interesting to me. Why didn't he just say, created the sun for the day and the moon for the night? Well, perhaps the first original audience would have struggled with the idolatry that the sun was some kind of god and the moon was a goddess. And that there was a pervading thought that the sun and the moon brought fertility in the harvest cycle. And God is saying, no, 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 I'm not even giving credit. I'm not even going to mention these, quote, deities by name. Rather, I'm going to remind you that I am in control of all things. I have dominion over what you consider to be a god. Ultimately, I just want to land with a reminder that God has all authority, and he has given all authority to Jesus Christ, our Lord, and he has created us to be fruitful, that he might bring about in our lives the fruit of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control, as we read about last week in Galatians chapter 5. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for this community of faith. Thank you for Resurrection Day. Help us to be more like you daily, and help us to lean in more to what it means to cling to you, to abide with you. Give us a greater sense of love for you. I pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.